On the radar with The Letter Girl from Chicago, a rockin' band with three chicks, a keyboarder, a drummer, and a French singer. All right.
Perfect.
And we can introduce ourselves with the band members here today. And we'll start with the drummer.
Sure. I'm Dre Marvel.
And I'm Christina Anacchini on keys.
And I'm Flavia Rose on vocal.
Thank you guys for coming here. I really appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
We appreciate you, Sarah.
So I'm curious how you would describe your sound to people that haven't heard your music.
This is a tough one. We get it a lot. We consider our genre to be tender-hearted murder rock. It's very murdery, but with a tender heart. But honestly, it's probably just rock and roll.
Yeah, we like to murder music.
Yes.
But in a good way.
Nicely,
yes.
Tenderly.
With emotion.
So how did The Letter Girl come together?
Well, Dre and I had been part of the band for maybe 8 years?
10 years.
10 years. And then last year we were looking for a lead singer and we came across Flavie and we heard her SoundCloud and we thought she sounded amazing. Mm-hmm. And we had her come in for a tryout and it ended up working really wonderfully. And
beautifully.
Yeah. Now we're still together a year later and it's awesome.
Isn't it cute?
It is. We have a friend come in, mm-hmm, and she told me about you guys. And it just happened pretty fast, too.
Yeah.
It did. Everything happens fast in this age
to.
Of the band.
Yes.
And it's really amazing how it comes together.
That's true.
That's awesome. So a year you guys have been together, and you just released your first EP. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank
awesome.
You.
Yeah.
It was a lot of work, but it was a lot of fun. And it's nice to, you know, have a memento of the work that you've put into it. Like, I think we all really like playing live shows, but it's really cool to just sort of collect where you are in music. And we were able to get it up on Spotify and on iTunes and on YouTube and on basically anywhere that you can get your music.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, it makes you feel like a real rock star when you see your stuff on Spotify.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're on the radar with Chicago band The Letter Girl. I like to listen to you guys on SoundCloud because there's this French song you guys sing, and I can't stop listening to it every single day.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah.
Obviously, the French girl brought that.
Put it in the suitcase with me. It's a good one.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It's one of our best.
Je suis jalouse en faire trembler les gens. À faire trembler mes jambes. J'ai plus qu'à plonger en silence. Je pourrais flotter inerte. Tu t'en balances. Et ça me rend, ça me pourrit. Ça me rend dingue, ça me fout en l'air. Quand je sais que tu t'en rends en l'air. De l'air, de l'air, de l'air. Et même si je savais pas.
It's fun to play. It's also quite interesting because nobody has any clue what I'm saying. But it's kind of sad at the same time because the lyrics are pretty genius. Mm. It's poetry. It's very well written. So it's sad that they don't get it, but it's also interesting because they're interested in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but get more curious about, what is she saying?
I think the way that you emote it when you sing kind of helps the audience to understand what it's about, even if they don't know the words.
Right. Putting yourself into it.
Yeah. Hmm.
What are the lyrics to the song? Because I connect with, like, how they're sung and the emotion, but I have no idea what they're saying.
What do you think it's about? Just out of curiosity, without telling you.
But you know it's called Jalouse.
Yeah.
So you can roughly translate that first word
to
right
jealous?
There.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I feel maybe it's about a lover that's jealous.
Yeah. Well, you got it, see? It's the right emotion.
Done.
See? It's just so beautiful the way it was written. It's you basically put yourself in the shoes of the person who feel the jealousy to the level that it's ruined her life. Mm-hmm. In the song, it's just pretty. Mm-hmm.
And it's like a post-breakup song, right? Like, she's not jealous within the relationship. She's jealous outside of it.
Yeah. She's trying to, like, rebuild a life, and she's mad about it. She just wanted to keep going and just let it rot and just be bad. It's, like, pretty brutal, but in a pretty romantically... I don't know. It's hard to explain.
No, yeah, it's really beautiful. You said the word rot, which is one of my favorite parts of that song. Isn't that the Puri part?
Yeah.
Samaru Sampuri?
Yeah.
And so it's like this really complex explanation, and I feel like it's not a thing that we necessarily have in the U.S. Or in English necessarily. But yeah, that's really pretty. And there's also the line, Delaire. What does Delaire mean?
It's just, you know, when you run out of air physically and you feel caged and you just beg for breathing.
Yep.
So it's just like she's begging for, you know, air.
Yeah, but it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it is. It's just witty, well written.
Yes. You know.
It's very pretty.
Yeah.
And there's two originals out there that you guys made. Peace Cup? I want to know about that one.
Yeah, that was written by Flavie.
Yeah. Here we the cup of tea, looking at the rain, I'm just sitting here at peace with myself. Here we my cup of tea, looking at the sky, can't think about no pain, at peace with myself. Peace Cup is more of a reflection of, you know, when you want to get better at anything, or once you start noticing something's wrong with you or your personality or something you do, or it can be from the minimum thing to a more important thing in your life, and you're just trying to put yourself in a good spot. It's more like a reflection of like trying to be better.
And she mentions her cats, so that's another good part.
Well,
of
you
it.
Have to. I mean, come on.
We're a bit of a cat fan.
Yeah, very much so.
The other one is Gay Science.
Sure. Gay Science is, I think, obviously about the gay science written by Nietzsche.
God died in Germany in 1882. But what will we do when the devil dies too? We are the men we never
It's kind of my exploration of the world that I feel like is kind of getting away from us. You know, Nietzsche wrote that God is dead. And so this sort of explores the extension of that, which is that the devil is dead too. So it's got kind of murdery lyrics. So I like that about it. But yeah, it is. It's interesting how our songs... As much as I think that they connect on a larger sense, I think other people can understand them. I do think that they're relatively personal.
Mm-hmm. And dancey.
And dancey.
That's fun. I can't wait to see you guys in person and play live. I always get so excited.
That's coming up in a couple weeks.
We're excited, too.
September 22nd. 26, my bad.
It's all good.
I know. It's a free show. It's at Deadbolt. So you should come out because it's free. It's at 7 o'clock on a Tuesday, so you can just head over after work, grab a drink, and...
still go to bed early.
Check it out, yeah. Go to bed so you can go to work the next day.
Plan it for the future.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're really excited about that.
I'll be there, definitely.
Perfect.
Yay.
And you guys are working on a new song.
Yes. Clear as Whiskey. It's a song, Dre kind of wrote some lyrics... And I retooled it a little bit and put some music to it. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we've been kind of working at it through our practices and hope to play it at our new show. But
we will. We'll play it.
We will play it at our new show.
It's going to happen.
But, yeah, it's kind of, the concept is, like, you know, kind of a play on clear as mud. It's mm-hmm. clear as whiskey, where you can still kind of see through it, but it's still a little muddy, so you're not quite sure it's happening. You know something's wrong, and you know something's happening. But you're not quite sure yet.
That sounds great.
That is really, it's really good. It's so weird because it gets caught in my head. And, like, even before we had it in a really good place, like, I'd find myself, like, if I hadn't listened to it all day or anything, I'd find myself, you know, humming it or singing it along.
Sketchy.
And I'm like, how? but it's come, I mean, by now it's come a long way. And it's really only been maybe a month, not even.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think we've got it in a really good spot. I'm excited about it.
Joy, I would love to hear you speak a little French.
Me?
The French that you know from the song.
Oh, because Flavie makes fun of me because she says I don't really
do
know
not.
It. But I do really
I
know
do
it.
I do not.
I do really know it, don't
good
I, Flavie?
Yes, you do. You sing it with Flavie every time.
Quand je sais tout en voler.
It's so good. I have no idea what it means.
She has a good accent. See? That's fine. It works.
I'm only mimicking Flavie. So that's how it works.
So you're better, a good teacher, Flavie.
It is way better than just hearing omelette. Avec du fromage and all, you know. Or, bonjour, you know.
It's merci. You
know? These are Christina's words.
Yes, that's the extent of my French.
Yeah, on a daily basis, it just goes, totally speak French. Hear me out. And he goes, bonjour. And there's a giant silence.
Ha ha ha.
And I just go, yeah. What? Is that for
and
people of you or something?
To her.
I don't know. Yes. Is it from Looney Tunes? I don't
that's
know.
It's from Pepe Le Pew.
Oh, yeah, Pepe Le Pew.
He used to do like, ha ha ha, and then it stuck around.
That's awful.
Good job, good job.
You know, the Looney Tunes were based on It Happened One Night, a Frank Capra movie. You're welcome. It's my favorite.
So where's your music space where you guys create?
Ooh.
We practice in my basement, and yeah, it's a basement. Mm-hmm. We've got basement puppies, which are basically
friends.
Spiders and or moths that, you know, hang us.
Or the things with a bunch of legs.
Oh, yes.
Those are
centipedes.
Puppies.
Centipedes,
we have plenty of those, mm-hmm. but they, you know, they keep the flies and the mosquitoes out, and they keep us company.
And they seem to really like the music.
They do. They dance. We watch the
number
dance.
One fans.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have one that hasn't been leaving us for a while. So
yeah, he's been hanging out on a light
mascot.
Bulb.
Yeah, he's our mascot.
It's not dead.
No, it's alive. We checked.
Yes. No, it dances.
Flavie, like, tells us when it moves. Oh, it moved!
It's a sign of whether he likes the song or not.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the first public.
Yes. If you guys could share a personal story about something that happened at night with the band, and it was just either really weird or funny or just made you mad.
Something that happened with the band.
At night.
At night?
That was very that was oddly funny. Specific.
This, yeah,
very
I know.
Specific.
Is there a story that you know of?
I know.
That you
the emotions are general. They, you know, it could be in a range of emotions, but it had to have happened at night.
Yes. I mean, there was a cool, when we played after our Reggie show, some guy came up to us.
Sure.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, it was awesome.
English guy.
Yeah, and he kept saying, guy. You guys, yeah. like, blew my mind. You were so cool. Like,
you were so refreshing. That was awesome.
I think it was nice because it was, like, one of the first compliments we got from somebody that wasn't in our close bubble.
Yes, who knew
right.
us.
Yeah.
And he's a professional musician. I did a little bit of the detective work because he never quite mentioned. So our Reggie show was actually a Lollapalooza after a show.
Right.
And so he came from playing at Lollapalooza, and I'm pretty sure I know who he was playing with.
And that's detective all she'll say.
But I did a lot of detective work.
Case is closed.
Yeah. So, but it was really cool to hear from, like, I think he was a little bit complaining, I would say, about because he's a session musician, you know, so it's not really his music. And so he was sort of like, you know, all I do is play pop all day. And so I think that for him to see, you know, girls play this sort of raw rock and roll, I think, you know, that's what I took from his description of it being refreshing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It was really cool. Yeah. That happened at night.
It happened at night. Yes.
And we were all there.
Yep.
And it was cool and weird. But not funny.
Not necessarily.
Christina, what's your passion behind the keyboard? What drives you to keep playing?
Oh, I mean, music, really. Since I was a young kid, I took piano lessons, and, you know, the classical stuff was fine, but I really just wanted to play rock music. Mm-hmm. So I had a piano teacher one day just teach me all the chords. She was like, all right, if you want to play Beatles songs, you're going to have to know these chords. You're going to have to learn how to use a fake book. And from then on, I just loved playing rock. And, you know, I did take a little bit of a break from it because I never thought I could actually be in a band. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, Dre played drums, and she got a drum set for her birthday.
Christmas. Yeah. Yeah, my dad got me a drum set for Christmas. He asked me what I wanted, and I jokingly, because I didn't think that he ever would, but I jokingly said I wanted a drum set, and he got me one. And so Christine and I were living together at the time in a basement.
Yes.
It was a nice basement.
It was furnished.
It's not.
No puppies.
No puppies.
Maybe one or two.
But that's what we have cats for. And so, yeah, and so I had my drum set, and Christina said, you know, I think I have my old Casio at my parents' house. And so she brought it one day, and honestly, I think we kind of learned to play rock and roll together. It was really, really cool. I hadn't really played the drum set before, which is kind of why I didn't think my dad would buy it. But one of my favorite memories, my brother Mason, he and my dad used to come out, and I think he didn't think that I would actually play the drum set. I think he thought, like, oh, it would end up being like a conversation piece in the basement. And so one night we had gone out, I think, for Mexican food or something, and they came back down, and Christina and I offered to play. It might have been a Rilo Kiley song.
Pictures of Success,
which we still play.
Yes.
We play it differently now, but it's a beautiful song, and it was one of the, like, three songs that we played together because we were still kind of learning how to do it. And afterwards, I remember Mason being like, that was really good. I didn't think you'd be any good at all. I didn't think you'd actually play it. But he was so impressed, and that's one of my favorite memories, just because I don't blame him for not thinking I would play it. But he did, and look how far we've come.
Yeah,
that's amazing. Learning rock and roll together.
Yeah.
So, Flavie, when did you start singing, or was that like a lifetime?
I've had my first band since I was about 14 years old. And then it was off and on for a long time. And then I moved out of France. But when I moved into Chicago, I met my friends, Kevin Tabes, who I've been playing music with for like the past 6-7 years. He has a recording studio. And it, like, from there, we like built the SoundCloud and just like doing covers for fun. And one night, just pick a song and just fool around with it. It was a lot of fun. And then a bunch of my friends listened to it, which is how Chelsea got to, you know, send me the way to the girls. Mm-hmm. But it's been a long time since I started mm-hmm. all of this.
And so, as Flavie mentioned, she grew up in France. one of my favorite things about Flavie, wasn't your band, didn't you guys practice in a barn?
Yeah, in my parents' barn, yeah. It's a huge barn, it's so beautiful. Still go there sometimes, there's still leftovers from the old days.
Oh my goodness, can we play a barn show in your parents'
barn? It's on our list.
Let's make it happen.
Yeah. It's part of the tour, the world tour.
It's a splendid barn. It's very, very cool. It's very old.
That would be so awesome.
It is nice. We should do it.
Yes, let's do it.
I think the sound will be like playing inside a church. You know, it's like so wide and huge with the
spacious.
Yeah, very massive, you know, stone walls, so it's a very churchy sound.
Yeah, it's gonna
be
awesome.
Was nice for practice. It was awesome. Just like lots of big, I don't know, it was pretty big sound, pretty cool. That's about it.
This is the stuff you'll edit, right?
Yeah. Okay.
All the giggling.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we should leave it in there. I remember seeing one of the songs on SoundCloud. It was Linen Pants.
Yeah. Chris Isaac.
Yes. I'd rather not talk about it.
No, you don't want to talk about it.
I mean, the other girls probably want to. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
It's cool. It's cute. Come on.
We basically took a slow, sleepy Chris Isaac song and made it our own. We kind of put some piano in and, you know, put up the tempo a bit and, yeah, rocked it out, murdered it a bit.
Yeah, that's, I think, the root of our tender-hearted murder rock, I think, is that we mostly take things and murder them. So it's not my favorite song to play, as you can tell, but it's mostly because it's not my favorite song to listen to. Like, the way he does it, like Christina said, it's sort of, it's very much all the same the whole way through. So I can't do that. So I had to murder it for sure.
Dinner Star is a nod to my husband.
Oh, that's so right. I forgot.
Which worked though. So it's, you know.
Yeah.
He really loved the song.
Yeah.
And we played it at one show. At first we were just like, oh, let's just do it for the show. It's fun. Let's just try it out, whatever. Yeah. And it really got him. It really got him. He was like, oh.
It got him in the feels.
That's cute.
Isn't it cute that her husband has feelings?
Yeah, that's what men do, turns out.
Hashtag not all men.
But yeah, Flavia mentioned earlier that she has a friend with a recording studio, and so when we're able to get recording time, we kind of just try to get out what we have, you know.
Right.
Get it down, and then
make it happen,
and then we never have to play it again.
Which is what happened to Linen Pants.
Yes,
to Linen Pants.
We wanted, you know, some kind of memory of it, because it's always kind of sad when you work on a song, even, you know, just for a little bit. At some point in your life, you might like some jokes about it. You might have to say something about it, and we'll have a trace about it existed. Listen to it.
Yeah, Sarah found it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we like to keep our shows fresh as much as we can. Mm-hmm.
So I'll be seeing you guys September 26th.
Yeah. Yay!
Logan Square.
Yes, a Deadbolt. And you won't even have to pay.
Yes. It's free.
It's totally free.
All right, well, thank you guys for coming on the air.
Thank
the Water
you so
Girl.
Much.
Yes. Yes. Thanks for having us.
This has been a pleasure. Signing off.
Ta-da.
Big thank you to the Letter Girl and all their rocker stardom, sparkling in Chicago. And for Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Sarah Opat.
Parfois des idées noires te traversent sans crier gare. Moi j'en ai un peu tous les soirs, pourvu que le temps les écrase. Est-ce que tu penses encore à moi, comme je pense encore à toi? Est-ce que tu souffres autant que moi? Si c'est moi je te parlerai pas. Je m'en fous, je pas.
c'est moi qui casse.